The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Roll for initiative.
7.
Disadvantage, Lucas.
I know, I rolled twice already.
Cool.
Yeah, big.
Just waiting. Do we still have manacles? I feel like we did.
I believe we do have manacles somewhere.
No, I've been looking for it. I used them to craft into something.
Oh, we might have.
Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds right. Everybody lay your stuff out. Kira is right up next to Sarath.
Can you give him that thing?
Yeah.
Where was Bupido in this room? The Bupido statue?
We'll say it's over here.
So I'm probably here-ish looking at it.
Something like that, yeah.
Because I was trying to stone cun.
Ning.
I don't know how that works.
Just make sure you continue to speak up.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Schroeder can just clip that and just play it periodically. Matt, make a roll.
I don't know how that works. Well... Myconids are the big roach things, right?
No.
What are myconids?
Mushroom people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Stool. Roy. It's Roy. Oh, I bet they're getting charged a lot to stay here.
No, I'm thinking it's, you know the, what is it, the...
Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
You know the little mushroom thing that, like, takes a control of ants and,
two
like...
Spores, but... Yeah.
I'm thinking
it's
he might have that spore in him.
Matter. Okay.
You think Stool did it?
Oh.
Stool's
wouldn't be the
friend.
First time we've had a fucking traitor.
I know, you abandoning sacks of shit.
As you guys are talking, the mounds of bodies shift and skeletons come.
Oh, God damn you.
What?
The skeletons come up?
Yes.
Into a standing position?
Yes, they do.
Can you take care of this, Matt?
Oh, I don't know how that works.
That thing with the undead.
Yes, please.
Yes, I can. I just can't craft anything till my next short rest.
Not necessary. Not
if anymore. You can just hold up your holy symbol and make them go away, I'd appreciate it. I mean, obviously, we gotta wait till your initiative, but...
Which is very low.
A slashing weapon really doesn't do well against bone, normally.
You got the butt end?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Cody?
I got a 12 for initiative.
Troy?
23.
Matt?
I don't know how that works.
7.
Lucas.
10. Should be like 60.
It's 30.
Oh, is it?
I thought it was 60.
If you're going to go low in the order anyway, just see how they bunch up and then move. But you might be able to just, if you turn well enough, you can actually just make them disappear. You can turn them back to dust.
Troy, they are standing up and they are getting ready to come at you.
Can I have an intelligence check, please?
Sure.
It's a good call. I don't know what you're doing, but...
An intelligence save.
Yes, sorry.
I honestly don't...
Oh, that's pretty good. That's going to make it.
Yep.
Itself, so...
I honestly don't know that it would affect them.
Oh, I'm sorry?
I don't know that it would affect them.
Your target must succeed on an intelligence saving throw or take 1d10 psychic damage.
I think what he's going to look and see is if they are immune to psychic damage.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they are
mindless.
Undead.
Ooh.
Skeletons in particular are pains in the asses. There are some old ones in Ravenloft where the chest would open up and they could cast fireball out of their fucking chest.
Ooh, that sounds kind of neat though.
Like something out of Doom.
Until you get fucking fireballed. I think they're called Strahd skeletons. They were in his castle normally.
That makes sense.
But yeah, the skeletons would approach you and you see this glowing in their chest and every. I think you'd roll a d4 and that was how many rounds it took for them to build it up, and then their rib cage would just crack open, and
they are not
actually. Can I renege on that?
No,
please. I have something that would make much more sense for me to do in this case, because chill touch would have a much more better effect on an undead creature.
You could also speak with them.
What level are we? 4.
Yes.
Huh?
We are surrounded by dead bodies. You might be able to.
That's
speak
fine.
With them.
I don't Yeah, I don't care. Spell attack.
Yeah.
That'll hit.
So you take one necrotic damage. You cannot regain hit points till in the start of my next turn. You are undead, so it also has disadvantage on attack rolls against me until the end of my next turn.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, go ahead and blow 2 points on the tough hide.
Okay, Cody.
I'm going to step around Sarith between die 17. 1 and 4.
Here? Or back one?
Wait, where was I? Sorry. I was there, right?
Right there.
I want to go around the other way and cut the diagonal so I don't get an attack of opportunity.
You're not getting an attack of opportunity.
If I went past 4, I want to go here.
So you're going around Sarith?
Yep.
Oh, going through Sarith to get there. Okay.
I don't know if friend.
Oh,
if,
no,
I,
that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know if Sarith is considered friendly at this point. I thought I would probably have to walk around.
Seems neutral, maybe, kind of.
I want to. Let's take a shot at one of the ones standing in front of me. Swing at it. 15 hit?
Yeah.
So the first number, the die number 4 skeleton takes 6 points of damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to expend a superiority die to sweep the attack to number 1.
Okay.
And number 1 takes 7 points of damage.
Cool.
He's not writing it down. I hate that.
Their hit damage, their hit points probably aren't that high.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not going to last much. I'm assuming 2 hits.
Well, then do I really want to waste my channel divinity?
I don't know how that works.
I mean, we wouldn't
they
have
can
to
hit
fight
you.
Them.
Huh? They can hit you.
True.
Lucas, unless you have anything else.
No, I'm going to wait for them and see if they move, because if they move, I'm going to pop them.
Okay.
I was hoping to deal enough damage to actually knock one of them out. But...
Can I get a wisdom saving throw from number 5 next to me there?
It's a pretty darn good roll.
15.
It push. Meets.
Then it succeeds.
Turnover.
Anything else?
Nope.
Matt.
I'm going to move up here. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm going to hold my holy symbol aloft and... Moradin! Turn these unholy bitches!
Make an intelligence check.
No. Give me a wisdom save.
Give me a wisdom save.
That was a crit fail.
No, that was a 7.
It was a 7.
Whatever.
That was a crit fail. What's your... We'll say half of them go.
Okay. Take your bad luck cards. Or no.
No. We get good luck cards.
No, you don't.
No.
Why not?
Are you going to do anything else?
No, just turn undead.
Okay. We'll say those ones go. You can have your attack
so
if
it's,
you want.
They have to dash, so it's 60 feet per round.
Yep. Cody.
Yeah, you no. Attack. Since I'm got my defensive stance, I can make opportunity attacks without using my reaction. So how many of them pass me that I can hit within 10 feet? Because I'm going to take it every single time.
We'll say 3.
Okay, so I'll just take 3 attacks then.
Yep.
What am I adding? Plus 5. Nope. So that's a 6. It's a crit 1.
You were thinking of destroy undead. I don't get that until 5th level.
Depends on how turn works.
No.
There's turn undead.
Destroy, you get it.
Destroy at 5th.
Okay.
So what happened on your crit card?
It is an embarrassing. I have disadvantage on attack rolls until I can successfully hit. That's crit 20. That doesn't work. Does a 14 hit them, Jeff?
It does.
So I hit the second one.
Okay.
For 8 points of damage as he runs away.
We'll say that's the one. We'll say that's the one you hit the first time and it crumbles.
And I'll swing at the next one. That's a crit 20.
Okay.
So a lot of damage, and I do all kinds of things, and there's a card. They're skeletons. They have like 9, 10 hit points.
Yeah, but what if it's something really cool and thematic?
All right.
Maybe you kill 4 skeletons at once.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Brow slash, quadruple damage, and the target is blinded for 3d4 plus 2 rounds.
It's blinded 3D4 because I...
3d4 plus 2 is sick.
It's because I shatter its skull.
And the other one you missed.
Yeah.
3 of them keep charging in there, and Sarith screams no and goes after them.
Screams no and goes after them because he's undead? Okay.
He said they're here, they're through there, and you're having skeletons charge in there.
Oh. I don't know how that works. Well, if I keep running after them, then they'll flee that way as well.
Who's up?
Troy, because that's all of mine.
They don't have an attack?
Oh, shit, there's still two more in there. One at Cody.
I mean,
That's fair. That's a 18.
Yeah.
3 damage. Troy?
Disadvantage.
Disadvantage, 4.
Because I got Chill Touch on it.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, was the crit feel?
It was.
Hang on there, guys. Grandpa Jeff has to get his spectacles out to read this.
No, I can't tell which ones are what these are.
Should be the top one, isn't it? Are they not all the same?
He just defended himself away from the microphone. He's now moving towards a lamp. This is adorable. Tell me about when it was cold out.
This one is natural attacks.
Remember the 40s?
Grim Determination. You have advantage on your next attack against the target.
Oh, neat.
No, he has advantage to hit you.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because you're the target.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, back to the top of the order.
Troy.
I haven't done this in a while. Let's pull out my short swords.
Okay.
That's probably not going to hit.
You get advantage.
No.
Well, know what that card was?
That'll hit.
Yeah, 20-something?
Yeah, that'll definitely hit.
What am I rolling?
Short sword should be D6 plus something.
For 6 damage.
That'll drop that one. You already hit
it for one.
You hit it for one?
Yeah.
We'll say that's enough.
They're skeletons, man. They're like CR one quarter.
I have an offhand attack.
Go for it.
Jesus.
That'll probably hit two.
How much extra damage do you do?
For 5.
His offhand's only
that would be enough to drop.
Because he's not proficient. I thought I only got one in the offhand.
No.
Mm-hmm. What am I thinking of?
I don't know how that works.
He doesn't get his strength bonus to damage.
Nice.
But somehow I hit harder anyways.
That one's dead.
Now he's
dead. Yep.
Again.
It's an old elbow injury that's really tight in there.
Cody, unless you have anything else.
No, I'm good.
Cody.
Can I if I disengage, I have full movement, yeah?
Yes.
I will disengage and double move after them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Can I move after them?
You can.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Well, I'll take a move and see how far I get with my glowing, you know, light and then see what I see. But I assume I will move again because they were running, right?
Yes.
So Sereth probably moves farther than me. Probably same speed.
Probably the same speed.
So a double move, if he double moved, then I would catch him.
No. Yes.
Your disengage is an action. So you only get one move.
Single move.
Yeah, you can't dash.
Yeah.
Can't double move with a disengage.
Disengage takes your action.
I can if I want to. I want to see what happens after I get 30 feet.
Huh?
I could action surge if I wanted to.
Oh, yeah, you could.
That's what I said. I want to go 30 feet and see what I can see.
You probably wouldn't get that far. 30 feet. We'll say you were right about... Mother.
That was interesting.
Jeff just pointed at the tablet to show me where I was on the map, and Jeff just zoomed out to see like 700 pages.
You were right about here because the idle thing was here.
Sure.
You ran about 30 feet. Each of these squares is 25 feet.
Right.
So you got about that far. You can see them ahead of you about here.
Okay.
I don't think we got enough gas money, Lloyd. We only moved about 4 inches on the map.
Lucas.
I'll throw Eldritch Blast at the last remaining skeleton. Has he been hit yet?
Yes.
He has been hit. Yeah. I just forget what I add to that. 19 plus 7 hits, I'm assuming.
That'll hit.
Is it a D8?
I don't know. What are you using?
It's D10 force damage. 6. 11, because I have a plus 5.
That was really good of you.
Okay. That blows it to hell.
And then 6 is also more than the number of fingers he has.
I will also run as fast as I can.
Okay, 30 feet.
Matt. I'll double move after my companions, moving 50 feet.
You'll get a little bit further than they have.
And continuously push the skeletons.
Okay. We can take you out of initiative for right now. You will get into the next cavern, and you will see a group of Myconids. There's a small...
Did your fucking thing die?
Or did you zoom out? It keeps flipping automatically on him.
Yeah, the screen's rotating, and it takes forever to reload.
Oh, technology made my life hard.
D&D okay. was easier when we drew everything.
Yeah, I know, right? You come into this room.
Right.
Up here in this part of the cavern, you can see a group of Myconids. I believe it's two Myconid adults, two sprouts, like a stool, and two large hairy creatures with them.
Like Quaggoth hairy, or?
Like Quaggoths.
Okay.
But make me a perception check. Everybody can.
11.
18.
17.
5.
Those Quaggoths have shit growing out of them.
Like tentacles?
No, like fungus.
Oh.
It's that fucking mind control-y shit. Can I try and grab Sereth?
More like
and restrain him?
Sloths.
He's...
Am I right?
You can. He's trying to fend off the the skeletons and make sure they don't go after the Myconids.
Yeah, I'll try and grapple him.
Okay.
I'll roll... athletics?
Athletics.
24.
Oh, yeah, you got him.
I wrestled him to the ground, sit on him, and say, named him Candy Bars. Pokemon head.
What the fuck?
I feel like you have a strange childhood.
You've never seen anyone do that?
No.
I've seen that in movies.
Mm-mm. Not okay. My movies.
Were they home movies with the clown porn or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Somebody write into
she
Matt.
She gets mad when he makes her wear the nose, though.
And don't write into Matt. Jeff said what the fuck first, then Lucas, then I came up.
You never had any sort of childhood experience where a bully would sit on top of somebody and smack them in the head and try and get them to do some sort of cognitive
test? No, because
test.
This isn't 1950.
Yeah, we didn't grow up in the middle of a cornfield. We had social workers here in the city.
Yeah, because nobody ever gets their ass beat in Indianapolis. No kid ever pushes another kid down.
I understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't know. At the age of 8, I was bigger than my parents, so I didn't really get picked on that much physically.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway.
Parents was David the Gnome?
Yes.
The Myconids don't even break stride. They're dancing.
What are the Quaggoths doing?
Very little.
Because they're Quaggolems. Or Quag mind-controlled-oths.
I don't know. I think they're being eaten.
Quag sporoths.
I tried quag sloths earlier. No one lied.
You got how high on the perception checks?
I got 18. 17.
Those Quaggoths look dead.
Maybe we can talk to them.
Are they running away from me?
I didn't attack on them.
I don't think it would count.
I don't know if it works that way.
You're still channeling divinity.
It lasts for a minute.
Yes, you are still channeling divinity.
If they are within range.
I gotta.
So they'd have to do a wisdom save.
Hang on. I gotta look.
Are they considered plants at all?
They're like swamp thing.
Fungus, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah.
Your channel divinity does not affect them.
Does not affect them because...
They're not undead.
They weren't there when I first cast it?
No, because they're not undead.
Okay, they're just dead.
Are they considered plant at all?
Yes.
They're dead plants! Oh, we have a stick! You're so smart!
It's a crystal?
It's a crystal stick.
I don't know how that works.
It's the size of an arm. That's a stick.
One of the adult Myconids stops and watches the skeletons keep being ushered off. I'll assume you guys can pick them off before they can get back to you. I'm not worried about them.
Pew, pew, pew. I'm too busy trying to somehow restrain Sereth.
Yeah.
Rope, something.
No, once he sees that the skeletons are dealt with, he's fine. And he wants to talk to the Myconids.
You can talk to him from here.
One of the Myconid adults will come forward and
poof.
Poof. Like Sprout does.
She holds her breath.
Huh?
Like Stool does.
Kira's convinced he's being
Sprout.
He's thinking of the Jolly Green Giant?
No, he is a Myconid Sprout.
Kira's convinced that they're trying to mind control them.
Okay.
Kira lives in a web of paranoia. I love it.
Yeah.
Kira knows some of the shit that's in the Underdark.
The spores don't give a shit if you're breathing.
I wouldn't know that.
You taste better when you're not. The best thing about humans is when they begin to ferment. Mm.
Myconids aren't playable characters, but I want you to play a Myconid.
We feasted for many weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry. My numbers were off. 3 Myconid adults, 5 Myconid sprouts.
Let's go back to the old way. I liked it better.
You all hear a voice in your head saying, "Welcome, friends. It's a pleasure to meet you."
Well, hi.
Hi.
Fireball. We have a Myconid friend up in our hotel room. Our in room. He caused us to have to pay a lot more.
You have one of our kin with you?
We rescued him from, we were all prisoners of the drow. Not this drow. This one was a prisoner too. He's friends with him too.
Yes. We know him.
Is that good or bad?
No, it's good. He's one of our brothers.
Good.
He's coming home with us.
That's wonderful. Well, we'll just go get him.
No, he... Sarath.
Oh, how's Sarath a brother?
The
Sarath has come to join us in Neverlight Grove.
Oh. Well, okay, I didn't really much care for him. That's fine. I hope your mind spores make him happier.
Would you all like to go to Neverlight Grove with us?
Oh, we're trying to get to Blindenstone.
Neverlight Grove's on the way.
I don't know what to say. I don't want to write a check my ass can't cash.
Why, it's never stopped you before.
I don't want to f*** things up further. I'm sorry. I'm already going to be remembered as, like,
if you're heading
the
that
worst
way
decision
anyway.
Maker ever in D&D history on the Rancor's Brothel. I don't want to try to dig myself out of a hole, you know what I'm saying?
No, dig up, stupid.
Oh!
It's my favorite Simpsons line. I love that.
If you're heading that way anyway, it'll cut a couple weeks off of your travel.
Somebody else talk.
Are you sure you want me to talk?
Oh, f***. Like, how did Sarath become, like, okay.
There's 2 other people at the table. Either one of you can talk.
I'm just a little scared of becoming a brother. I like my family. I don't want to leave them.
The spores haven't hurt you yet.
No. Well, you said yet.
Oh, I don't mean they're going to.
Oh, well, that's good.
So far, you've been just fine with them.
Well, how come Sarath wasn't? He was a hale and hearty individual.
What do you mean? He's just fine.
It's a bit odd that he's wanting to come along with you.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly a team player before, and now he's all about being a Myconid person. Which is cool. I'm not going to judge.
Sarath's been saying the whole time he wanted to get to Neverlight Grove.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for him. Is he like a Myconid dressed like a people?
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
I think at 1 or 2 points I said that we should go to Neverlight Grove.
All right.
Are you saying, and I look down at Sarath, that he's like, and I look at the dead Quaggoths, them?
No. Nothing like that.
But I heard it in his mind or something.
You heard what in his mind?
There's something else in there. There's a...
He's communed with us. He's got a connection.
But he's not acting of his own volition.
Yes, he is. He came here of his own will.
And he communed willingly.
He didn't appear to think that was going on. He didn't think that he had anything else in his head. So if he was communing with the Myconids willingly, he would know he had spores in him. That's my impression of what happened, right?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not understanding what you're saying.
When he searched Sarah's head, there were other things in there besides him.
There was something other than Sarah's mind.
Yes.
Which would be the communal
mind. And when he confronted him on it, he said he railed against it. So if he was communing with the Myconids willingly, he would have at least known that.
Which is why I'm a little afraid to go with the Myconids.
Yeah.
No, Sarath is a friend. He's coming home with us.
Has he been a friend for long?
A while, yes.
Like since before we met him, maybe?
Sarath will say yes.
What's his middle name?
Joey.
That's a horrible middle name for a drow.
Sarath Joey.
So when are you guys leaving for Neverlight Grove?
Here shortly. We just stopped to see the mushrooms. We were drawn by the ones that have been affected by the magic.
Oh, the Quaggoths over there?
No, they're our servants.
Oh, very good. That's really great for you.
I mean,
the no arms thing, that probably helps a lot.
I mean, I'll look at Kira and say, you're wanting a way out.
As you're commuting, and when you ask about the Quaggoths, this is a normal thing. This is what Myconids do to dead creatures.
Right.
They didn't make them dead. They use them.
Mm-hmm. They use the corpses.
Yes. This is how they get things done. These are spore servants.
But the what was done to Sereth did not appear to be of his own free will. Why is there a part of his mind that is... He's not whole anymore, in the way we understand it.
He's whole. He's just more.
It's the more that we find unappealing.
We like our autonomy.
Yes, he's been given the lady's gift.
A vagina? God, Matt, please, Matt, please make a roll. Please, for love of God, make a roll.
I don't know how that works.
Make a religion roll?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
I'd like to roll religion on what lady he's referencing.
Okay.
Please make a good roll, because I'm afraid I know what it is.
14.
Your dice flipped when you laid it down.
Yeah, it was a 12.
No, you son of a bitch.
Ooh, what do you got? Nope. All right.
Put that at the bottom of the deck.
So for the audience, I just threw a bad luck card at Matt that said, fail a skill check.
Thanks, Nord Games.
Damn you, Jeff. I know the answer. Kira doesn't know the answer.
What is it, religion?
I did religion. It's not to mean that a history or... You've been best friends with Stool for a while. Maybe you know something.
Can I roll religion?
I kind of wish
you want. Are you proficient in it?
I am.
So am I.
Sure.
I got to roll twice then.
17. Want to throw a card at him, bitch?
18.
I don't know. What are the other ones I've got? You've given me a few.
Lucas gave you a few.
No, these are both something else.
That I will fuck you with later.
You're not really sure. That's really vague.
No, it's not.
I mean,
it's clearly
context,
a title.
Clues.
Concerning drought. Could be Loth. It could be whatever. What?
They weren't talking about Loth, you bastard. You and I both know what you're talking about in terms of Myconids.
I mean...
You fuck.
I mean, we literally talked about it
I know,
long ago.
But Akira would not know. Dick.
Was there... When you were playing Sereth, was there anything to indicate that he was a mushroom person?
Yes.
That he wanted to go to Neverlight Grove.
Interesting. Good job holding on to that. I would have blabbed. Good for you.
Surprised it took you that long to attack Kira.
What? As a rot?
Yeah.
Well, no, I had to wait till the...
You didn't have to.
You have to. Because slit her throat in her sleep.
No, I didn't.
All right, please.
Did that give us no insight on Myconid religion?
No, Myconids are completely alien to you guys.
Not the context clues looking for. Please continue with your wooing us of the lady. What fucking gift?
The gift, the connection to us, the connection to her.
And who is she?
What do you mean? The lady is... Hang on.
Read your fucking flavor text.
I want to make sure that I'm saying things right.
I know you do. Oh.
Vusborg describes the lady as a powerful being that loves and guides all Myconids. He offers to share the lady's gift if you want to travel to Neverlight Grove.
Pass.
Well, we're on a mission from God.
So are they.
Which one?
I was doing Elwood Blues, not,
yeah, I
know. Not my voice.
I'm good.
Sure. Why not? Let's detect some thoughts.
Okay.
Can I do that with the Myconids?
You can. Are you going to do surface thoughts or are you going to dig?
Let's start with surface thoughts.
Surface thoughts? He's ecstatic. He's just happy. I mean,
magic
euphoric.
Mushroom.
Yes, now can I dig?
If you want.
Sure.
That's probably not very high.
I feel like the DC's probably a 14, maybe? 14 or 15?
It was a 13.
Oh, my DC was?
Yes.
Oh. Put note cards in there like I do.
It's not a bad idea.
You just missed it.
No, fucking an adult.
Sorry.
Yeah, that'd fail. How's it work? What do you...
Oh, I expected sanity. The reasoning and things that they're focused on, etc., etc., etc.
Very focused on getting back to Neverlight Grove. He's about to walk into a mushroom patch and teleport through it back to Neverlight Grove.
What about when I specifically ask him about the... I wanted to do that as I was talking about the lady to see if I could get any more information on that.
Exactly what he says. It is a powerful being that loves and guides and cares for all my cadets.
And he can make an int check versus int check to make me stop, but he definitely knows that I am probing his mind.
He has a great deal of experience with that, and he is welcoming you in.
That's a little frightening.
This is how Myconids work. This is right. How Myconids communicate.
I know that.
They are a hive mind.
Not everything. So is the lady's scary. Gift like teleporting through a mushroom patch?
That is one of the abilities, yes.
I made some trades for abilities before. I really don't want to do it anymore.
Came out a hairy looking dude.
You ain't done shit. Morik hasn't done shit.
I don't think...
If you're not interested, that's fine. But we're going to be on our way.
You can go ahead. Sereth will stay with us, though.
Sereth wants to go with us.
We can bring him stool. At least I can take him with him.
One of the sprouts perks up at the name Sprout.
Stool.
Stool.
Well, hey, little one. Do you know Stool?
Yeah. I know him from a while back, yeah.
Cool.
Where's Stool at?
He's in our room.
Can I go with him?
I'm sorry, what?
Can I go with him?
He can go with you. They could rather go with you. Back to the Grove.
That's what he's been wanting to do.
No, I don't think he would.
Oh, why is that?
Isn't that where he wanted to go?
How about we go up? We'll take your friend here. We'll take Sereth. We'll go up and get Stool, and we'll all come back, and we'll all go to Neverlight Grove. How does that sound? Sereth, I'm sure, left some things. Got to make sure he comes prepared.
Sereth is going to try and get away from you.
If I could have tied his hands by now, I definitely would have. As far as I know, I'm still sitting on him.
That's, make a survival check.
Nope.
He has slipped the ropes.
So I repeat my question. I asked the Sprout why Stool wouldn't want to return.
He's not sure, but something's just not right.
This is me nodding vigorously. Can I detect the thoughts of that one?
Yeah, sure. It lets you in. I mean, it's not fighting. It's there.
I want to know if I'm trying to see if I can detect his thoughts without being a part of this circle jerk of Myconid bullshit hive mindery.
Kind of.
Can I sort of detect him on a one-on-one level?
Can we 7 of 9, like, locate his frequency?
Yeah. They haven't mistreated him. They haven't done anything wrong to him. Something is just off.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's let him take Sereth. He ran off in the middle of the night anyway. Fuck him.
He's not under his own power.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
See? He's fine.
I'm fine. I want to go.
Can you take away the lady's gift?
Why would you want to?
Just for 5 minutes. Suppress it. Can you do it?
No, not really. I mean, it's a part of him now. It's been there for weeks.
I know, but I wouldn't know.
What are you thinking?
What am I thinking?
Yeah. What are you guys thinking?
I think let Sereth go because I don't fucking like him. So I'm fine with that, and I'll take a new mushroom buddy.
I mean, no, you want to get rid of Sereth because Cody likes it.
No.
No, Sereth, I'm actually wondering with disdain. Yeah, I'm actually wondering why you're wanting to keep him around.
Is it Cody who knows the background of the character that wants to keep him around, or is it literally Kira is trying to just rescue an ally?
Kira does not think he's operating under his own free will.
Okay. But you don't like him. You've been at odds against him and Drow in general.
Kira really hasn't, because they unified over their hatred of me.
No,
I definitely don't like Drow.
See, that puts more weight on her wanting to save him, in my opinion, then.
Yeah, I would say that's my general motivation. Some pretty horrible shit has happened. And while I don't like Drow, I have a bad feeling that this shit is a part of all this horrible stuff that is going on.
We're just going to go town to town and quantum leap, try to fix the holes in the planes. I mean,
maybe if I can save one.
Like, did you just quote the Flash from Justice League at me?
Save one person.
So that's my motivation.
No, I get that.
Okay, I'm just making that known. I know. At least I have a good idea what's actually going on, but I'm not going to bore people with suppositions. So, what do you guys want to do?
I mean, I'm not that suspicious of it, so if he wants to go, he can go.
Lucas?
Lucas is shaking his head.
I'm incredibly confused by this entire situation. I don't care anymore. I say let him go.
Lucas has given up hope for Sereth.
Like, we're either going to fight him right now, or we're not.
Way
like,
to save people, holy man.
No.
The Myconids start moving toward this patch of fungus.
All but one of the Myconids, right?
Yeah, Rumpadump will run over.
Oh, I love it. I want to keep it.
Will run over and join in with you guys.
Writing it down on my character sheet. Who's playing Rumpadump?
I forget who's playing school.
Please say Jonathan Lipnicki.
I don't know who that is.
The Azure Butterfield.
That's the kid from Jerry Maguire. Hey, Jerry, do you know a human head weighs 8 pounds? That kid. Or like Haley Joel Osment, circa Forrest Gump.
Fat kid from Bad Santa.
Oh, Thurman Merman. Good job. We have a kid at work that looks like him, and one of the IAs calls him sandwiches. The kid doesn't get it. But one day he's going to grow up and watch that movie and he's going to be like, that son of a bitch. He's going to get so mad. Sandwiches.
Are you going to keep Sereth from going?
I'm going to try, yeah. Unless somebody's going to stop me.
As they move forward, the Myconids keep moving forward. The spore servants will try and get him loose.
All right.
So it's either going to be a fight or you're going to let him go.
They're a lot shorter than Demogorgon. And I can cut plants.
You can.
Like your glaive is more of a...
yeah, no.
A sling blade.
Yeah, I will absolutely. When they approach, I will take... top of the round initiative and cut the shit out of them.
Okay. You do that, and Sereth slips away because you're not holding on to him anymore.
It's fair. No, you're going to make it happen. I know, yeah. But
I'm not going to make it happen. If you want to make it stop, then doing that, Sereth would go. Once you let go of him to two-hand your glaive.
Yep. I understand.
Yeah.
Can Sereth give me a wisdom like saving throw?
Hmm?
Sereth, give me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Fail.
He's held.
Cool.
Lucas made a decision. I like it.
You're right. If we can save one, we'll save him.
Okay.
Here comes the weed whacker.
If there's a page in the monster manual for Garden fungus quaggoths, I really should have read
we
that
we need to
better.
Look at held person.
F*** you. That's cool, man.
We need to look and see how held person works.
Okay.
He gets a saving throw every round. He is incapacitated.
Can he be touched by others?
Yeah.
Old person. Up to 1 minute, 60-foot range. Choose a humanoid that you can see within range. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be paralyzed for the duration. At the end of each of its turns, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. On a success, the spell ends on the target.
Is he poisoned or diseased in any way?
No.
Yeah, because if it was poisoned, I'd...
How would you know, for one?
I mean, I had something that I could eliminate one of those things, so I would just do that, I guess, trying to assume that one of those things is the case. So
okay.
I'm just asking.
It's like a lesser restoration.
Sort of.
Yeah. No. Neither one.
No. I don't know that we can cure him. But it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucas Holt held him.
Mm-hmm.
You're wielding your glaive at the spore servants.
Yep.
They take hits. They grab Sereth and start moving him towards...
Well, we hold on, Jeff. Because yeah. When I would hit them, I would expend my superiority die.
Are you guys all going to lay into them?
If he's making the action to hold and he's attacking...
Yeah, I'd back their play. Yeah.
Okay. You guys could slow them down. The Myconids keep going. They don't stop. It's kind of like the port key in Harry Potter. They get to the tree and they go they in.
Zoom. Yeah.
They swoop.
Like would
they into the mushroom.
Would it make sense for you to try to push them into the...
Well, yeah, that's... Fungus. I mean, I would expend my superiority die until I ran out of superiority die to keep... I can push them back every time I hit them. Okay. Then they have to come back into me. When they would come back into me...
No, would you push them into the fungus?
I don't know if I can. I can push them a number of feet, assuming that I can.
They'll once the Myconids are gone, the Quaggoths aren't doing much.
Okay.
Once they're gone, they didn't get Sereth. The spore servants quit functioning.
Okay. No, they just walked off.
They left. They didn't. The spore servants tried to drag Sereth off.
I took him. Or I held him.
Right. But they could still drag him off. They kept slowing him down, and eventually they just left.
Because I'm thinking with that and Sentinel and everything else, I can slow them down. Because I can keep them from moving towards him. If I can push them and then on my opportunity attacks theoretically hit them, their movement becomes zero. They couldn't get any closer to
him. Yeah, I get it.
That's how my character's supposed to work if I roll well.
So they left him. They didn't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. They did their best. They tried.
The spore servants didn't go through, and once the myconids are gone, they stop functioning.
They fall to the ground, or...
They just kind of slump.
Right.
I turn to... Rumpadump is still with us, right?
Yes.
I did the right thing, right?
I don't know. I think so. I didn't want to go with them.
Can you give him his autonomy back?
No. Whatever's in him, I...
It's not in you, is it?
I felt it in them, but I don't know what it is.
Can it be removed at all?
I am basically a mushroom toddler. I don't know.
Hey, I'm an NPC. Figure it out your own self.
This is where we cut in a clip of my son going, ah, please! So that's basically what he's doing. Is he still like resisting at this point, or does he?
Sereth?
Yeah.
He is beating his fists against the mushroom.
I thought the gift would allow him to go through.
The one where he saw them disappear.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He couldn't go through.
He can't port.
He would have been food eventually.
We may have saved one.
He might try to kill us now.
Yeah. It'll be fair game then. Is there anything else going on in this cavern? Any treasures to explore?
Here, no.
Okay.
Well, we did have the other set of footprints.
Yeah, I want to go back and look at that altar.
There were small footprints. Oh, wait, do these guys have feet?
Yes, Darrows have feet.
No, not Darrows. The mushroom people?
Myconids? Kind of stalks.
I mean...
Right, but would we be able to determine then that what we saw were tiny myconid feet footprints?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. I'm assuming it's
who we're looking for.
Come on, Sereth.
He's not budging. He is very focused on that mushroom.
We saved your life, man.
How big of a mushroom is it?
Fairly large.
From my herbalism, can I identify the species of mushroom?
That's a good call.
Zirkwood.
Which was...
I look at Rumpadump.
That one, that's the one.
You're not planning to use that mushroom, are you? To do what they did?
No, I can't do that.
I burn it.
Okay.
I mean, I probably have lamp oil, I probably have something at least.
No, you guys can manage that. That's...
Yeah, I set it on fire.
So how am I going to get to Neverlight Grove now?
We'll take you. You couldn't go that way anyway.
They said it's on the way to Blended Stone, which is where we're going.
No, this is Sereth. He's pissed. He wants... We're telling him. Okay. Yeah.
It's on the way.
Why the hell wouldn't you let me go with them?
They had something else planned, man. There's something in your head.
They're going to see the lady.
Get the feeling they don't quite want to see the lady.
No, I really do want to see the lady.
Not their way.
She's the patron of Myconids, and you're not a Myconid.
I'm connected to them, though.
Well,
I don't think she's a patron of the Myconids. I turn to look at Rumpadump. Do you know who this lady is?
No, I don't.
Kira looks pointedly at the rest of the group.
I'd rolled an 18 earlier and didn't get any info, so...
Well, but then again, if he's a kid, I'll...
He took the screen out for a reason, guys.
Yeah.
One of the three big bads on it.
Yeah.
One of the demon lords that I mentioned that was the demon lord of... Or the demon queen of fungus.
Fungus.
Yeah.
Zookdemoy.
So Zookdemoy, Jublex, and Demogorgon, that's our big things here?
Seems to be.
There's plenty more.
There's only like 9 major ones. Yes, I knew who it was.
Yeah.
Dick. They have a really good write-up on her in the Morden Canons.
So why wouldn't my religion check have passed that? Like, I'm literally a sage, a researcher. I should have known that.
I passed as well.
But I'm specifically like...
No, I get it. We both have proficiency.
I identified Jublex. Why would I identify this broad?
Because it was narratively cool if you didn't.
Yeah.
I'd already given
you the information.
He just wants us to try to roll a one.
He, in fact, had said her name several times.
He said her name, yeah, but I mean, to me, these people seemed friendly. So I would have no reason to connect that to them. I would not be suspicious of that to have been nefarious in any way.
That's because they weren't.
Can I...
The Myconids are not at all.
Okay.
Even the ones who are in contact with anything. They're not. That the Myconids you met were perfectly friendly and happy and willing to help you get... Help you go with them.
Just like the fish people who opposed Shushar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wish to know what's going on with the statue of Bupido because that's fucked up too. Can we work on that?
That is fucked up.
Should we smash it?
Why the hell is there an altar to with a bust of Bupido and all kinds of dead, dismembered bodies laying all over the place?
When you say altar, is it just a simple table? Is it like, what are we seeing?
Is it intricate?
It looks like somebody tried to make it intricate, but it looks really...
Does it have any...
manically done and half-assed.
Is it stone?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm trying to figure out what it's made of.
Can someone speak to the dead and see how they ended up dead?
Good call.
But they're... Who's going to speak to the dead?
He's got me. The stone.
No, the stone... They're not dead animals.
No.
Three different spells. Speak with dead, animals. Speak with animals. Dead. Or speak with plants.
I don't know how that works.
And if someone else is intelligent or... Something could also look at the... Is there any markings or anything on this crude statue of Bupido?
No, I already asked.
Oh, sorry.
No writing, no nothing like that.
Did you pick it up? It says made in China on the bottom?
Anything... So there's no sort of religious thing to compare this to? Is it similar at all to any of the other horrific altars we've seen so far?
Can't be undead.
No, they're dead.
They're not undead. They're dead.
There are dead bodies laying all over the floor.
Not the skeletons we fought. The ones that didn't rise. Oh. I believe you only get so many questions. Is that correct?
I get 5 questions.
Yep. How'd you die? What's with the statue? How's your day?
To be fair, it costs him 1 charge per. He has 10 charges. Oh. And he gets 1d6 plus 4, so he could ask significantly more questions if we wanted to.
Fair.
I can only ask one at a time. I can't reanimate the same corpse over and over again.
Right.
No, but there's got plenty to choose from.
If he said we were walking on dead bodies, there's... Now, when you say pile, is this like even distribution, everybody drank the Kool-Aid at once? Or is this like cairn of burning dead bodies?
This is pile of discarded sacrifices.
All right, what do you want to ask?
As long as he doesn't go all Torchwood on us, like, you know, what happened to you? Who did this to you? What did they do?
What's with the bust? What do you know?
Part of it is I would just start by asking Oon question and then go from there. But I would think something along those lines would be good.
Okay. I'll expend a charge to reanimate a corpse.
That's fine. It says a ghost shows up. So either way, you spend the charge. You can have a conversation. I'm not going to keep real track of it. The ghost of a deep gnome comes up out of the pile.
Say anything?
He will tell you that Bupido killed him. He says his name is Pelic. He knocked me out and dragged me down here.
Did he say when?
Not too long ago. It would have been at least as long as you guys have been traveling. But
has it theoretically been since he jumped off the ship?
No, it would have been before you guys met Bupido.
See, these guys are skeletons. They've been laying here a while. Ideally.
He said that they were dead bodies, but he said that it still smelled. They're rot.
Fair enough.
Skeletons wouldn't smell.
Right.
No, when skeletons are formed magically, everything falls off of them.
So yeah. Before we even met Bupido, initially.
Yes. Well, I mean, like, when I asked the other Darrow, they ran off.
Who Bupido is? Was Bupido a leader? Was he
an outcast.
Was this some sort of major ritual? Was he the only victim? How did he kill him?
It doesn't look like I was the only victim, no. He didn't know Bupido. He was abducted from the Blade Bazaar. Pelic was here trading.
Right.
He was grabbed, he was knocked out, he was drugged down here. There weren't any other Darrow with Bupido. It was just him. I was only awake long enough to see the knife come down.
Okay, so he didn't know if it was a ritual or anything else.
So he wasn't brought here by a group of people. He was brought here by Pepito.
That's the only one that he saw.
Does he know where he died in this room? Like, did he die
on the altar?
On the altar?
Did he at all look like an elephant?
No, he looked like a Darrow. He looked very similar to that statue.
Can I go look at that statue again?
Yep.
Actually, Kira will point at it and look at Matt. How long ago was that statue carved? And is it hollow?
What do I need you to answer those questions?
It's probably a stone cutting.
Stone cutting. History check with a extra plus two.
9.
Worst dwarf ever.
Don't you have like guidance or something?
I don't know how that works.
I'm just making sure that, like, that's not a fucking mind flayer screwing with us and he's literally standing right there watching us. Because they do shit like that. So well, I'm assuming the 9 cool didn't get inside anything. Of it.
I mean, you have a hammer.
You have a thing that detects thoughts. You would detect whether or not, at least at surface level, whether or not there's something in there.
I don't know if you want to get a mind battle with a mind flayer, but
they
sure.
They would also be able to block
that. Do I detect any thoughts other than my friends and companions?
No.
When I'm in range of the statue?
No.
The only fight I've ever had in D&D against a Mind Flayer, he convinced half the party he wasn't there, and then used the images of other things to get us to attack each other.
Matt, perception check.
I'm pretty sure he rolled a 1.
Yep.
Oh, cool. You see Bupito duck out from behind the altar and run back into the room you came through.
Hey, did you guys just see that?
What?
Did you see Bupito? He just ran in there with the mushroom room. Mushroom.
Are you sure?
No, into the entrance to the tunnels.
Oh, no, he went that way, the other way. Sorry.
Are you sure?
Am I sure?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, Cryptfield. Yeah, oh yeah. I definitely saw him.
I say Shazam and start running in that direction, assuming that you'll know that means I want you to put light on it, because I assume it's been an hour.
Oh.
Poof. Okay.
I believe Matt.
Okay.
For some dumb reason.
Yeah, cool. You don't see anything.
Do I see any... Can I survival for tracks now that I'm out there again?
Sure.
That's not good. That's a mat 9.
You're pretty sure that you guys have obscured the tracks that you were following.
Okay. So there was the other way. Was there also a third way at that split?
There is 3 ways.
Ooh. Looks like the one runs into a body of water.
Yeah, there is...
Not that we would know that yet.
The small tracks go up here.
We'd have seen it.
There is. It's 50 feet. Yeah. You can see this leads down to a large body of water. And then the way you went.
I kind of wave you on and I'll walk across the hall to see where the small tracks went.
Okay. It looks like there is a small crack in the wall that leads this way.
Small enough that
a Darrow would have trouble fitting through it.
Shit. So we're probably not going to squeeze
Make
then.
An investigation roll.
Oh, we should have brought one of them were rats.
We have a stool.
I'm not going to send a toddler in there.
Investigation's wisdom, right?
Intelligence.
19. My character sheet didn't print off very well, and I can't remember which one's which.
The tracks don't go straight to that.
Okay.
They go over to this mushroom patch. You see mushrooms in there that... are kind of glowy. They're kind of suffused with the mist from the Fair's Rest.
Okay. It's one of those eat me, drink me situations.
Can I identify the species of mushroom?
I did literally tell you guys this was loosely based on Alice in Wonderland.
No.
You're chasing a guy with 2 tentacles.
Yeah.
On a hat.
You didn't say 2 tentacles. You just said tentacles in the plural. So I imagined it was like one of those festoon sombreros you see sometime with all the little dangly bits. I imagined it was like that with like 12 of them around his head.
It's a jester's hat, is what he kind of explained it before.
He's going to show us a picture.
Which can be 2 or like 5.
Is Rumpadump with me? Yeah, I see him.
Yep.
Is Rumpadump with me?
He can be.
Where's Stool's friend? Rumpadump. Are you there, little buddy?
Do you want him with you? Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to you, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, he'll follow along.
Interact, Jeff.
What are those mushrooms do?
The other guys were talking about those. They've been kind of messed with by the mist stuff. I think they called them pygmy warts and bigwigs.
Do I know that with my herbalism kit?
Are they on your list?
No.
No, they're not on his list. No, you don't know it with herbalism.
Guidance.
I don't know how that works.
Casting guidance. What am I rolling? I'm sorry.
History?
Is that what it is?
It'd be in intelligence. Add your proficiency.
So 15 plus another 16.
It looks like something you would have known originally before it was screwed with by this stuff, but it's something else now.
Sort of make a looky-loo at the angel boy. You have any idea what the hell that is?
Can I tell which one's the big wigs and which one's the, whatever you said, pickwicks?
Pygmy wart.
Which one's the pygmy wart and which one's the big wig?
I would guess the small one is the pygmy wart and the big one is the big wig.
How big?
Not immense, but okay. Noticeable difference.
I'm going to grab one of those big ones and I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Okay.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.